Jag here from Sensibly Cynical, and we got Sean here.
So what this episode's gonna be is I'm just gonna go on one big rant. I have like a list of stuff here.
This fuck actually wrote shit down. I don't know about y'all. I've been doing this podcast for a few. I never wrote a fucking thing down.
I actually wrote some shit down. So Frank
wrote shit down. I don't even know this shit.
All right, Frank, here we go. So I think racquetball is the most underrated sport in America, if not the world. And I have some reasons why. You can burn per hour, Frank, if you and a buddy, you know, go to a racquetball club or whatever, you know. There's one downtown Pensacola and everything. And if you actually get a good game going, you can burn up to 1,000 calories per hour. That's reason one. Reason two.
Do you know what you can burn more than 1,000 calories an hour doing?
What?
Fucking sex.
The second reason is it's therapeutic. You know, a lot of people, you know, they get the goggles and, you know, it's very therapeutic to play racquetball. You know, not a lot of people understand, you know, the concept. The usual racquetball court is 40 feet long, 20 feet high, you know.
So I get that it's therapeutic to hit, you know, a ball really hard at a wall repeatedly. But for me personally, when I need therapy, I go grab the heavy bag. Yeah, and I hit it with my fist.
Listen, Frank, these test your reflexes. I mean, they can go up to 100 to 150 miles per hour right at you, you know? It tests your reflexes and you train muscles that you didn't even know you had.
But couldn't someone play a real sport?
I think it's underrated. I mean, you have
underrated.
You have two leagues that you probably never even heard of. You got the IRT, the International Racquetball Tour for men. And then, of course, women have the LPR, which is...
Do you know I've never heard of any of this shit?
Oh, it's Ladies Pro Racquetball. That's what it is.
Do you know I've never heard of any of this shit? I don't believe in it.
I never
heard any of this shit because I like women.
Racquetball is actually a really cool sport, though, for real. I think it's, like, super underrated. So that's my first topic. Second topic I want to talk about is all this mindless reality TV. You know, there's too much of this shit going on. You go on MTV, there's no more music. It's just, you know, stupid-ass shows that you have to get up. And then, like, three or four years ago, MTV was, like, tired of people bitching and complaining, so they put on old music videos, but you gotta get up at like 6 in the morning to catch that shit, you know what I mean? You gotta get up at 5 or 6 just to catch a music video. Now it's Jersey Shore and Catfish and Teen Mom OG, Floribama Shore, what's the other fucking one? CS The Key or some bullshit? So the fact of the matter is, reality TV is just some stupid bullshit. No offense to the Survivor guests we had on, but, you know, a lot of that stuff, they need to just cut it out and go back to old school TV, you know? So, that's the next thing I want to talk about.
Sometimes reality TV can be helpful.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes it teaches you things.
But a lot of it's mindless, like there's...
A lot of it, sometimes it teaches you. Like, there's a lot of things you watch, Housewives of Atlanta... I don't know anything about that culture.
The one show I like, culture, you know I do I mean? Like Survivor. I will take that back. I do like Survivor.
Survivor, you learn
Bachelorette.
Things. Naked and Afraid, you learn things. Naked Dating, you learn
You're
things.
You're right. But you know what I'm trying to say? It's all the excess
things
shit.
Things you don't learn anything.
It's excess shit, like on VH1 has their own, you know, it's the mindless stuff that you don't learn anything from.
I think you learn something from
like
everything.
Like Housewives.
Even mindless shit, I think you learn something
basketball
from.
Basketball Wives? You're going to tell me you learned something from Basketball Wives? Which rich person has the crazier chick?
Yeah. You know what you learn? You can't trust women.
The next thing I want to talk about is I want to talk about keyboard warriors. That's the thing about the internet, you know, when it started getting big, you know, past dial-up and everything. And even in the 90s, people would go on the internet and just type shit that they wouldn't even dare to say to people to their face. Now it's ridiculous. I mean, Frank, did you see that kid that talks shit to Durant on Twitter? I mean, kids are doing that to athletes. And athletes are like, well, shit, what do they, you know, what's Durant do? I mean, he's a little sensitive, you know, not that I know anything about sensitivity. But what I'm trying to say is don't like type shit that you wouldn't want people to talk about you. Like, use that theory in life. Like, you don't want to you want to be treated how you treat others. Use that with the computer, too. What's it do to talk shit about someone on the computer? There's no benefit to doing that when you don't back your statement up with facts.
Sean, not for nothing, but some people, when you should use that thing, treat others the way you want to be treated. Some people
Yeah, that's it.
Not everyone wants to be treated with respect, like they're a fucking faggot.
You know, I mean, pussy.
Some people want to be treated hard. Some people, when they say you're a fucking idiot, want you to say you're a fucking idiot back.
Yeah.
So not everyone wants to be treated the same way. So you gotta understand that. You know, just because you treat someone some way, they ain't gonna treat you the same way because they want to be treated differently.
You know, and this leads on to my next point: social media trolls. You know, these guys that go on comments of all the main Facebook pages. You know, you got ESPN, SportsCenter has one. You know, based on that, Fox News, CBS, and these guys, especially now that Donald Trump's president. You know, he's the ultimate social media platform, using that to fund his campaign and rhetoric. If you go on any comment, Frank, it can't just be about sports, politics, music, whatever. One network posts one thing, and you'll see some jackass post something with no factual background. There's no reasoning. You respond to his post, and he'll be like, "Oh, I don't know. I just, you know," and do the crying emoji. You know, I mean, it's ridiculous. What people post on there, on anything. It's crazy. And then they troll other people, you know, memes, and make their own memes.
See, I really don't like when people do that to other people.
Well, you don't like the word troll?
I don't like when people make memes and shit and make fun of other people if they're not willing to make fun of them to their face.
But you know what I'm talking about, though. You go on all those websites.
If you're gonna make fun of someone, you gotta make fun of them. You gotta be willing to make fun of them to their face.
Yeah.
I think people that do that and aren't willing to make to are go at someone and aren't willing to go at them to their face, I think them
losers. Losers.
IT people, you know, we call them all things, you know, nerds.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, they ain't got no real happiness in their life, so they go out of their way to make other people unhappy for no reason. And they can't confront them about that because they're afraid of being hurt because they got nothing to bring to the table. And I think that's wrong.
And kind of the lead, the next thing I want to talk about.
You did say something about Trump, and I just wanted to say I was thinking about it the other day. You know how when Jesus was born?
No, I'm just talking about social media impact. You know, I don't want
to. Well, it made me think of something. You know how when Jesus was born, the Jews said he wasn't the Messiah? They were still waiting for the Messiah?
Right.
I think we found the Messiah the Jews were waiting for.
Frank.
And he goes back down.
It's episode 45. We all know what you think of 45. See what I did there?
Found our savior.
See what I did there? 45. Anyways, that leads me on to society is so soft. I mean, you got the helmet rule in football. You know, you can only got an 8-inch gap where you can even hit somebody. And then if they even get hurt, it can be, you know, back in the when Ray Lewis played and everything. You hit a guy legally and, you know, everyone's like, boom. And it's on NFL.com. You know, great hits, top 10 great hits. Now, if there's any hit that someone is remotely down for like 2 seconds, Frank, it's a flag. It can be legal as hell, you know, because you can't go high, you can't go low, and you know this hit on Mark. Obviously everyone knows that I'm a Jaguars fan, and we lost our top receiver. Yes. But if you Marquise Lee, but if you look at the actual replay, Frank, it was a legal hit. I mean, because if he goes high, you know, it's a flag, and it was a legal hit. Even Ramsey said that in the press. So what I'm saying is society is soft. You know, it's not just football. You got hockey. They're limiting fights. You got basketball. You know, no more hand checks. You got baseball. You can't run over the catcher. You know.
Do you know why we have these situations?
Why?
Weak leadership. When you have strong leadership, situations happen. Like the players suing you because they didn't know bashing. Running people full speed would give them concussions, and you know,
yeah.
If you have strong leadership, you're able to knock that down and continue.
No, I agree. I mean,
when you have weak backboned leadership,
yeah,
you start giving and giving and giving, thinking if we give this, they'll stop, and then they give and they give and they give, and now we got a flag football league.
No, but part of it is
Roger Goodell's the reason for the NFL.
Well, there
He's
is
got
a
substance.
Weak
backbone.
Well, the heart, the rebuttal that I think some people listening may have is. There's data being coming by doctors and
that you run
CTE.
Full speed into somebody, you're gonna get a concussion. Sean, I'm gonna punch you in the face. You're gonna get a concussion.
Yeah, people know the what's going on.
And before I think that goes back to
they sign contracts. I'm sure you know.
And I think
obviously,
I think that goes back to something I always talk a lot about, which is bad parenting and weak culture, mm-hmm. not teaching you obvious things that if you run into someone, you're getting a concussion. I think that comes back to bad parenting and weak culture.
Yeah, the other thing I want to talk about, how I know I don't, we don't really talk about this subject very much, Frank, on here, but music, you know, this auto-tune and stuff. I think music's really taken a downhill. I mean, you got electronic music, which is awesome, EDM, which is cool, which is one of the like awesome, you know, impact auto-tune has made, because some beats you get from like an EDM concert, Frank, are ridiculous. That you know, it's technology nowadays with some sort of beats and stuff. But I feel like there's artists that overuse that. I feel like auto-tune is being used way too much. There has to be a reason. Now people with money, you know somebody, people have like one hit wonders because they know somebody and then they're rich, so they pay to get a song and then they find the melody, you know, they purchase the melody. They don't even, you know what I'm trying to say? Like they just buy their way into the top, whatever. So with auto-tune, nice. I'm just tired of the auto-tune.
These kids, it's all they got.
I mean,
to make songs to sell to other people.
Remember that song?
They just want that one beat. They don't give a shit about music. They want to make that one hit wonder.
Yeah.
Just so they get off the street.
You remember that song?
They want to live a good life like everybody else.
You remember that song that hit big like probably 10 something years ago already? You remember Hurricane Chris? Hey, baby. You don't remember that song? Anyways, there's songs like that. Some people will know what the song that is.
I know what the song is.
Okay. It was just like, there was the same repeat over and over and over again. Songs like that. Have you heard of that Hurricane Chris since then?
I didn't hear Hurricane Chris. I knew the song.
The kid. It was like a 12-year-old kid or something.
I know who he is. I don't
know. You know? I think that even though auto-tune has done some great things for music, I think the negatives kind of outweigh positives.
I disagree.
Okay. The next thing I want to talk about, I just want to talk about how the Jaguars, real quick, I think everyone was probably expecting this. They're coming in at 1995. They came in with the Panthers. You know, what people don't understand about Jacksonville is, you know, Colin Cowherd came on, did his morning spiel with, so he took all 30 teams, Frank, right? Mm-hmm. And he said, I can describe every team with three words. You know what the three words for Jacksonville was? Saxonville to Lastonville. So basically what I'm trying to say is, I think the city has gotten a bad rap from the start in 1995. This has been a great, you know, they went to the AFC Championship game and everything, and I feel like no matter what they do, no matter what addition, no matter what they do, they can get anybody in the league, and people will still find a way because they have the 32nd biggest, they have the last market in the league. They have the worst market in the league. What's fucked up is, no matter who they get on the roster, Frank, they're loaded on defense. And what's your argument? Oh, that it's Jacksonville and their offense sucks and everything, right? No matter, you'll find a weakness. They could probably be like the Patriots and have a loaded team. And then people will say, oh, the special teams. Oh, the kicker. There's eight positions where people can choose from that, you know. Oh, they lost Poslesny when he retired, when he wasn't even starting. Like, I've heard that one. Now, Lee's out, and people are using Lee as an excuse. Well, Lee wasn't even a great receiver to begin with. I mean, he's okay, but people are using that as an excuse now, you know, in the news. Like, oh, Lee's out. It's like they're acting like Lee is better than he really was. Like, we'll be okay. D.D. Westbrook, he's as good, if not better. So what I'm trying to say is the team is getting a bad rap no matter what they do. And that's my rant, you know.
So, a lot of teams have had good years. Lots of teams have had good years. Shit, there was that one time when the guy from the Giants, Collins, was the starting quarterback, and they went 13-3 with the Titans, and then they sucked after that. You know what I mean? The thing about it is, they're not getting respect because anyone, look at the freaking Raiders. They went 12-4, and then they went, they did nothing the next year.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about having a good year. You don't get respect for having a good year. You get respect for having a good number of years. You don't just
succeed. Oh, so that's your excuse?
You have to succeed over and over again.
So you're not using the market excuse? The worst market in the league excuse?
Your market grows by winning. Money, everything is secured by winning. You win, more people like you.
I think that when you found out I was a Jaguar fan, that just made it easier for you to pick on them. You didn't like them to begin with.
They make it pretty easy on themselves. They don't have much of a passing game. They have a running game, but all you have to do is put people in the box. They can't stop the run.
We got a new nose tackle. You'll see, man.
Yeah, was he God?
Darius.
Is he God? Darius God. He's going to stop people.
You know, we'll see what... He's like 300 pounds. So, that's basically the gist of what I want to talk about. The next part, I just want to talk about how people need to be more acceptable, kind of living on their own. Like, I hate this stigma of being single, like, in your, like, 30s and 40s. There's always been this stigma of, you know, for women, you gotta have kids by 30, you know, your eggs, they, whatever, this, I'm not a chick, so I don't know the whole gist of their eggs or whatever, but fertile, you know, you're less fertile as you get older. I hate how there's, like, the stigma of being, like, being single in your 30s is some sort of big deal. Like, I'm not even worried about it. I'm 31, you know, I'm single, whatever, going on dates. It hasn't worked out. And I'm just focused on, like, I'm trying to rebuild my career. And, you know, people are like, Sean, oh, something's wrong. You don't have a girlfriend. You don't have kids. And you're 31. It's like, no, I'm fine. I'm still hanging out, chilling. I'm not worried about it. Like, maybe when I get, maybe, you know, I have family and stuff that are single, you know. And, you know, pretty old, and they're still single, so I don't see anything wrong with that. What about you, Frank? Are you tired of that stigma, too? You know it's around.
I don't think you know, if you ever want to be successful with anything in life, whether it's relationships or work or anything in life,
mm-hmm.
You can't listen to the outside noise. You gotta listen to only your plate. You gotta look at your plate.
Right.
And look at what everyone else got in their plate. You gotta look at your plate and you gotta eat that shit. But,
I hear you.
You know, I'm reading a book, actually, about William Franklin.
Yeah, you told me. You were starting to read again.
William Franklin was single into his 30s. So, that was in 1750s, 17-somethings. You know, I don't think he cared, and he still had kids. So, I don't think it really matters, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Even back then, even with the science we have now, we're more fertile now for longer. And, you know, back then, it was fine. So I think, genetically speaking, everyone's different, but, you know, I think you're okay. I think people make themselves artificially unhappy because they let the outside noise get to their heads. And I don't think that's society's problem. I think that's our own personal problems that we have to deal with.
Yeah, and the next topic I want to talk about is I'm tired of people, you know, always bashing... they bash you're gonna like this topic. They bash politicians without even knowing, like, their policies and what they do, and they buy their way into the election because people don't like how others get into political office, Frank. They just don't like them based on this like superficial reasons. They discredit what they do that's good. You know, they take superficial reasons and automatically discredit that person, even though that person, like Rick Scott. People, you know, in Florida will know what happened when he became governor. You know, he had no political experience, and people discredited him before.
He did the job.
Yeah, he did. So, you know, it's either you have money or you're a celebrity. So, you know, I think people need to give some politicians credit. Just because they have money doesn't mean, like, Donald Trump. You know, I'll give him credit on some things. I don't agree with him on as much as you do on stuff. But people were like, oh, he got his money from dad and, you know, everything. And trust fund. You know what I'm saying, though?
Then be accountable to fucking corporations.
Mm-hmm.
As far as politicians and bashing, look at anyone deep enough or look at anyone long enough for... You'll find something you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
Luckily, I think now we're in a situation where we actually have quality politicians out there that want to do good. So I think we're in a good place now. But, you know, as far as people being negative, sometimes there's a reason to be negative. I was just out in New York State, and Cuomo, their governor, you know, he brought all these refugees into Utica, mm-hmm. $600 a month to pay the rent off the taxpayer money. I see people aren't even U.S. citizens, right? Then nonprofits, right, are putting money, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
They don't need money, right?
And sure.
Because they're called nonprofits, Cuomo gives them a ridiculous amount of money. You know, and so that's a reason to hate the guy. He's stealing from the taxpayers to give it to people that don't need it.
Right.
Shouldn't have it. And so,
did you?
You know, there's reasons to hate politicians, but I think you can hate anybody, you know, if you look deep enough into it.
No, I agree. I mean, you know, some people that have no political experience before they get in office, I mean, that just doesn't make them as much as different than people that, you know, do have it.
I think people with experience are actually the ones you need to be afraid of.
Right, because they're lifelong politicians, you know, that it's like a game to them sometimes, more than an actual thing.
Life is a game. You just got to learn how to play what you play in.
Okay, and then I think that's all I have on my list. Frank, do you have any Since More Cynical thoughts for my rant? Did you like it? It was okay?
I don't hate it.
It was all right? Okay, that's your sensible thought? You don't hate it? Okay.
My sensible thought is, you know, you touched on a lot of things that you felt were underrated or overrated. Like, I think, for instance, the Jaguars, one of the most overrated teams. And I think
that's what's great about America, you know?
And I think, you know, racquetball is...
I'm just tired.
It's an okay sport, but I don't think anyone overlooks it. But the thing about my sensible thought is, why I'm calling it sensible, even though it sounds like I'm being very cynical, is because I think, to cut you off,
you have to understand where I'm coming from as a Jaguar fan. We get so much fucking bullshit. People hate on us for no reason.
I don't even think people know you exist.
Yeah, that's my point. And the people
that don't matter enough to be acknowledged.
They find some way to... That's life, though. Everyone, you know, there's always people looking to cut you down. You know, so I guess I understand it. But when we win the Super Bowl, that's the biggest comeback will be when we win the Super Bowl. I'll be like, told you so. I got the trophy. When we win the Super Bowl, that'll silence all the critics. At least for one off season. You know.
Right, but you gotta prove it. You gotta prove you can go to the playoffs every year. You can't just go once and
make it deep
and then lose the pitch. But my sensible thought was, you know... Because you said on a bunch of topics about getting married young. And, you know, to be honest with you, if you want to live a happy life, forget what everyone else says and think for yourself. I mean, it's nice to have people that counsel you about things. But over and above all, it's your life. You got to make the final decision. And don't forget that. Think for yourself.
All right, my sensible thought is...
Wait, I thought we had your sensible thought for about 30 minutes
now. No. I'm doing a sensible thought on my rant. How great it was. How fantastic of an idea for a podcast this was. Created by yours truly. Me. You had your rules of life, so I wanted to trump that by my dramatic rant. I had to go quit because I knew you rebuttal half the shit I do.
I didn't even know you were here, man.
Yeah. You still found a way to overshadow me.
No.
Okay. Subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes. Frank, anything else?
Thank you, Sean, for giving us your opinion.
Okay. Take care, everybody.